Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Last night, Brian Rohrbaugh appeared on the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric, and he had the opportunity to speak unopposed and give his analysis of our current school violence epidemic. Now, the beautiful people have been posting their comments all day today on the CBS News website, and there are a lot of comments to Brian's statements. In fact, Katie Couric herself posted and basically gave a defense of allowing a conservative Christian on to explain the link between godlessness and violence in the culture. So in a couple minutes, I'd like to read to you Katie Couric's comments, and she quotes people who despise what Brian Rohrbaugh had to say, and then people who agree with him. But note that the people who are angry, these are the beautiful people, right? The liberals who believe in what? What are their ultimate values? Free speech, no right or wrong, respect all views, tolerance, diversity, and don't ever let that guy on TV again. How does that all fit together? How does it fit together? So a couple of the posts. Now, there are so many posts that we had somebody here. CBS News, they don't tell you how many comments there are. So by the time we got to 40 pages worth of comments, you know, clicking, cutting and pasting and printing out, we gave up. That's enough to get the gist. And so I want to begin with some of these negative comments. This one person says, I was stunned that Brian Rohrbaugh used his few minutes of national news time to liken women's rights to the insanity of a murderous gunman. Now, by women's rights, what she means is the right to kill your unborn child through all 9 months of pregnancy, the right to go in and rip his or her little body apart if she's sucking her thumb, playing with her toes, sleeping and dreaming, then the abortionist could go in and deliver her entire body, in fact, out the birth canal with only her head left in the mother at 6, 7, 8 months of age, even 9 months in the womb, and then kill her. So I'd call that the insanity of the murder of a child. And so, yeah, that's what Brian Rohrbaugh did. He linked the two. But then this person continues, I was even more appalled that he further went on to condemn the education system for secular education practices and even lamented the separation of church and state. Yeah, now she calls it secular education practices. We call it a godless education. So godlessness results in wickedness. So I bet you even this person would be uncomfortable describing the public schools as godless. She'd prefer to call it a secular education practice. And Brian lamented the separation of church and state. The Christians I know, including Brian, they don't think that the church should be the government and that pastors should apprehend criminals and punish them. We believe that the church is different from the state, but we believe that the state should not be hostile to God, our Maker. And that when the state is hostile to God, then the people pay the price. When the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked govern, the people groan. They mourn. So she went on, the theory of evolution involves natural selection, because Brian connected the dots with evolution. You teach kids they're animals, they behave like animals. The theory of evolution involves natural selection, but does not condone the rise of the strong over the weak in the form of murder. Now, how's she going to defend that? Dog eat dog, fish eat fish. You know, we're animals. We've come from animals, from goo to the zoo to you, right? You're an animal. You say to all these kids, millions of kids, you are an animal. You evolve from animals. There is no God creator. You were not made in God's image and likeness. You were made in the image of a pig. You're a pig. And so we'd rather you not behave like a pig. But if you do, you know what we'll say? Boys will be boys. That's what we'll say. So then she wrote, that cracks me up. Evolution does not condone the rise of the strong over the weak. Evolution is survival of the fittest. The strong eats the weak. The strong eat the weak. That's what they do. The strong eat the weak. That's evolution. Darwinian, godless Darwinian evolution has motivated governments in the last century to slaughter tens of millions of human beings who were weaker. So the stronger atheistic, Darwinistic evolutionist socialist governments in the last 100 years slaughtered tens of millions of people. What is the absolute number? It's hard to come up with. Is it approaching 100 million people slaughtered by atheistic, Darwinistic socialist governments just in the last century? Okay, now let's go to someone else who posted. I am a high school teacher. I bet you this person's going to be happy with Brian. She says, Mr. Rohrbaugh's assertion that, and then she quotes Brian, the public school system is taught in a moral vacuum without moral consequences, and life has no inherent value. We teach there are no absolutes, no right or wrong. And she says that is absolutely incorrect. Right and wrong, she says right and wrong is taught. They is? Come on. The public schools, they don't allow speakers to use the word marriage. They think that's discriminatory. You can't use the word marriage. They teach kids there are no right or wrong answers. You know what? They say it's right to have sex with one another, but it's wrong to pray in school. So I guess she's right. Right and wrong is taught, but in reverse. As the Bible says, they will call good evil and evil good. Now here's another posted by KJ63. I am so disappointed and upset with CBS and Katie for airing this. And then there are some weird, unpronounceable characters printed. I couldn't believe what I was hearing, and honestly, I am still shocked today. So this has affected a person to the next day. They're so upset. Brian, good job. Good job, Brian. I can't believe the introduction to Rohrbaugh's blathering even mentioned the death of his son, because he certainly didn't. Huh, that's how he started, right? I thought he might try to comfort the parents of the children who were recently shot while they attended school. Very well, they could have been comforted by what Brian said, because we do have a godless society. Little did I know it would be a left-wing attack on schools. Left-wing? How's this left-wing? Is this another teacher? Is this another teacher masquerading as just a normal person? Abortion, evolution, absence of God, with question marks after them, as though how can that possibly be? So that person said that Brian didn't even mention his son. I have a transcript right here. And Brian said, when my son Dan was murdered on the sidewalk at Columbine High School on April 20th, 1999, I hoped that would be the last school shooting. Since that day, I've tried to answer the question, why did this happen? In fact, courtesy of CBS News, we have the audio. Could we hear that?
Brian Rohrbaugh lost his son Dan in the Columbine Massacre, and we asked him to share his thoughts.
I'm saddened and shaken by the shooting at an Amish school today and last week's school murders. When my son Dan was murdered on the sidewalk at Columbine High School on April 20th, 1999, I hoped that would be the last school shooting. Since that day, I tried to answer the question, why did this happen? This country is in a moral freefall. For over two generations, a public school system is taught in a moral vacuum, expelling God from the school and from the government, replacing him with evolution, where the strong kill the weak, without moral consequences. And life has no inherent value. We teach there are no absolutes, no right or wrong. And I assure you, the murder of innocent children is always wrong, including by abortion. Abortion has diminished the value of children. Suicide has become an acceptable action and has further emboldened these criminals. And we are seeing an epidemic increase in murder-suicide attacks on our children. Sadly, our schools are not safe. In fact, we now witness that within our schools, our children have become a target of terrorists from within the United States.
That was so powerful. That was probably the best. Now, there was a Colorado Renewal Project conference going on the last 2 days in the Denver Tech Center. And Governor Bill Owen spoke, and there were Christian leaders from around the country. David Barton spoke. And one of the MCs, there were two MCs, one yesterday, one today, was a pastor of a megachurch down in Colorado Springs. And he mentioned today, not in front of the whole group, but to a group of people, that he saw a Columbine dad on CBS News the night before, and how moving and how powerful. And I think this was the most powerful statement of the godlessness that America is going through on the evening news that we have had in years. I don't watch the evening news on a regular basis, but from what I could discern, Brian's connecting the dots. The epidemic of school violence, the moral freefall our country is in, the godlessness of our public school system. And then he said, expelling God from the school and from the government, replacing him with evolution. Wow, that's powerful. That's powerful. And then Brian said, abortion has diminished the value of children. And these liberals who are posting on the CBS website, they're saying, no way. Well, how about all the young moms who have committed infanticide after their baby's born, taking the baby and stuffing them in a trash bag and put them in a dumpster somewhere? That's so common, we stopped reporting it. That's so common, they passed laws saying you could drop off your infant at a firehouse somewhere. It's become so common because we've turned the hearts of the mothers against the children. So Katie Couric posted, and hers is the first comment in their free speech zone section of the CBS News website. And she wrote, and this was today, we've gotten a lot of comments and feedback about last night's free speech, which featured a father whose son was killed at Columbine. A lot of the comments were negative, like these. And then she lists a few negatives and then some positive ones. Here are the negative ones. Your free speech segment today was the biggest load of hogwash I have ever witnessed. How could you use an unspeakable tragedy to give a right-wing, flat earth, crazy person a podium? So this person is saying the only valid comments we could hear when there's a tragedy are from left-wingers. That's it. People who believe it's because of our godlessness, they shouldn't be allowed to speak. That's one of the beautiful people, one of the liberals who believe in tolerance and diversity and free speech. Then someone else. Tonight, you have some idiot who tragically lost his son at Columbine. He has my sympathy, but he does not deserve a spot on the evening news to spout his political views. You know, everything's political. Everything comes down to law, to right and wrong, for the most part. And when people are killed, when there's an epidemic, a crime epidemic, it's because something is wrong with the government. Something is wrong with the criminal justice system. So that's the time to try to discern what is wrong with the system. And then another, this ultra right-wing religious right drivel is a disgrace. But, Katie Couric writes, we also received some positive feedback. Here's one. The free speech segment from the father of the Columbine student was one of the finest pieces I have ever heard on network news. My sincere appreciation goes to CBS for the courage to air it. Wow, one of the finest pieces ever. I'd have to concur with that. Here's another. Thank you. As the mother of three children, I applaud your episode of Free Speech Tonight. I'm sure that you will receive many emails denouncing your segment, but I appreciate hearing a conservative view in what can be a very liberal media. I live in the heartland of America in Kansas, and I believe we all need a strong faith to get through difficult times. Pretty good. Here's another. I never thought I would hear such words on any network television station. He said all the things I have been thinking since the 1960s. Pretty neat. Then Katie Couric continues, clearly this struck a nerve. We knew when we decided to put on this segment that a lot of people would disagree with it. We also, like her producers and editors, and Katie, we also knew some might even find it repugnant. How's that? That is, she's showing her hand there. Why doesn't she say, we also knew some might love it? Why didn't she say that right there? She could have. We knew that a lot of people would disagree with it. We also knew some might love it. That's what she could have said. But she showed her hand. But that's all right. Brian was on. And about 7 million people have seen that, heard that. And many on the internet. His comments are being emailed around the internet today. So praise the Lord. Now, let me get to a couple other comments. Here's one posted by Doogie Duff. D-O-O-G-I-E-D-U-F-F. Has everyone forgotten that Eric Harris wore a T-shirt bearing the words natural selection when he was murdering students at Columbine? But no, the liberals say, teaching evolution at public schools has nothing to do with this. When you're taught that we are no different than animals, you begin to act like an animal. Animals kill each other, eat each other, etc. The liberals preach women are free to choose, homosexuals are free to choose, yet Brian Rohrbaugh is not free to speak his opinion, nor is CBS free to air what they chose in their free speech segment. Unbelievable. All right, that was Doogie Duff. It's really startling how many comments were generated. It's unknown. It appears that it could be thousands. Now, I'm going to read a few more responses to you, and we'll talk through them. But in a moment, I want to hear that again so you could listen. There was so much packed into what Brian Rohrbaugh said in such a brief time. But here's one posted by TXLib79. TX Lib. All right. This must be a soft tissue liberal. TX Lib 79. I was stunned by Mr. Rohrbaugh's free speech commentary. I vehemently disagree. I do not believe America is in a moral freefall. No, we just have a crime epidemic. What, 13,000 murders a year? How many abortions every year? Over a million abortions a year? He would think that's good. A divorce epidemic of over half of the people who get married can't even stay married. They rip the hearts out of their kids when they are unfaithful to one another and break up with one another. We have people who live in apartments with 2 and 3 and 4 locks on their doors because they don't trust anybody. And liberals, they say people are basically good. People are basically good. At the World Chess Tournament, they don't even trust each other. The one guy in Russia right now who's losing in the tournament, he's complaining that the guy who's winning is taking over 50 bathroom breaks every game. And he says he's going in there and he's checking a computer to see what moves to make. 50 bathroom breaks every game. That's quite a few. I mean, that's a lot. You know, 3 or 4 would be weird. 50, over 50. So he said, I want a ruling. I don't want him allowed in a private bathroom. He has to go in a public bathroom, and one of the referees of the match has to go with him. Even the chess players don't trust one another. What, people are basically good? What do we have millions of security cameras all over the place for? So he says, I do not believe America is in a moral freefall. You know, he's probably one of the ones who have approved of Bill Clinton because Bill Clinton was a lying fornicator. And so he made other lying fornicators feel good about themselves. Hey, I could be a president. I am a lying fornicator, just like Bill Clinton. Makes people feel good. If you believe that, then you have the same beliefs. If you believe that America is in a moral freefall, this soft tissue liberal says, if you believe that America is in a moral freefall, then you have the same beliefs as the terrorists who want to kill every American. Now, how does that fit together? How does that quite? What, no one could make any moral judgment at all? Otherwise, you're a jihadist? You're Al-Qaeda? This knucklehead is making a moral judgment against Brian Rohrbaugh. What, is he a terrorist? I bet you if we asked him if the terrorists are absolutely wrong for what they do, I guarantee you he'd say no. Guarantee it. And then he would be an example of America's moral freefall, because he doesn't know that it's absolutely wrong to intentionally murder people. He doesn't know it. He's part of the moral freefall. But it's relativism, you know? It's if you're falling freely, you might not realize you're falling. Everyone's falling together. This is an example of a person who's falling through time and space. Okay, so there's a lot in what Brian said. Let's hear it again.
Brian Rohrbaugh lost his son Dan in the Columbine Massacre, and we asked him to share his thoughts.
I'm saddened and shaken by the shooting at an Amish school today and last week's school murders. When my son Dan was murdered on the sidewalk at Columbine High School on April 20th, 1999, I hoped that would be the last school shooting. Since that day, I tried to answer the question, why did this happen? This country is in a moral freefall. For over two generations, a public school system is taught in a moral vacuum, expelling God from the school and from the government, replacing him with evolution, where the strong kill the weak, without moral consequences. And life has no inherent value. We teach there are no absolutes, no right or wrong. And I assure you, the murder of innocent children is always wrong, including by abortion. Abortion has diminished the value of children. Suicide has become an acceptable action and has further emboldened these criminals. And we are seeing an epidemic increase in murder-suicide attacks on our children. Sadly, our schools are not safe. In fact, we now witness that within our schools, our children have become a target of terrorists from within the United States.
And here is the latest from CBS News and Associated Press article on their website that the man who murdered, now it's five girls, have died at this Amish schoolhouse in Pennsylvania. His name is Charles Roberts, 32 years old. He told his wife by cell phone shortly before opening fire and murdering these young girls and injuring others. He told his wife that he had molested two young relatives long ago and was tormented by dreams of molesting again. He appeared to have plans to molest the girls at the small Amish school, but police have found no evidence that he actually did so. He had, just like in Bailey, Colorado, he had sexual items with him that he had bought 7 days earlier. So apparently he had planned to sexually molest these girls. Now, we have pointed out over the years on Bob and Yurt Live that there is an epidemic of young people raping other children. Young people raping children. Children being molested. And this very story, all of these school shootings, this epidemic of school violence is evidence that America is in a moral freefall. And here are these liberals saying, we believe in tolerance and diversity. How dare you let this man speak? And America is not in a moral freefall. But so to them, school shootings, an epidemic, is not an example of moral freefall. I guess they think it's normal. This is moral stability, according to liberals. This is moral stability. Wow. So we are out of time. Again, I want to thank all of you who helped our telethon to be such a success, and also those who came to the Colorado Right to Life banquet on Saturday night. The big news of the day, very exciting, is that Brian Rohrbaugh was elected as a board member of Colorado Right to Life. That was on Saturday. Imagine that. On Saturday, he's elected as a board member to Colorado Right to Life. And then on Monday night, he speaks to 7 million people, telling them that godlessness and abortion lead to violence.